But we're now linking up with Michael Jacobs, who's the chairperson of the Mitchells Plain United Residents Association, to give us the insights into how the community feels about this particular move. Michael, a very good afternoon and welcome to Voice of the Cape.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners of Voice of the Cape. What I can really say,
Michael, good afternoon to you. What are the community's reactions to this move?
I mean, people say it's wonderful news, and it's been welcomed all over Mitchells Plain. And I can totally say to you, it's long overdue, and it is 15 years in the making after we've seen the state that the Strand Contained Pavilion has turned into dilapidated. It was almost unusable, and you no longer had the crowds there. So it's welcoming news, and I can say to you that the Mitchells Plain community will support it 100%.
Are there any concerning sentiments on the ground, Michael? You know, some perhaps feeling that there can be other more relevant focuses in the community. So are people really happy, or are they saying, listen, we've got other pressing issues in the community that we need to be seen to?
There's indeed other pressing issues and other pressing areas. We would have loved to see also development in your poor areas of Beacon Valley, Tafelsig, and East Ridge, where there's minimal development and sports facilities or recreational facilities within those areas. However, now that the money has been earmarked through the adjustment budget, we will welcome the development, but we are also saying it is, with that development also comes a responsibility from the city that we hope that they will include an amount of local labor, that they will use as far as possible local contractors and local businesses in order to flourish also and to make a sustainable living out of that project.
Chatting to the chairperson of the Mitchells Plain United Residents Association, Michael Jacobs, this afternoon, and giving us the community perspective on exactly what the community feels about the development and redevelopment or infrastructure investment of the Strandfontein Pavilion. Michael, how do you think that this particular upgrade in the community also plays an essential role in the recreation and positive development of youth? Because, you know, we have a problem with our youth, and now we've got a development for the surfing schools at this particular development, and we also have an amphitheater for concerts and other events that can happen.
That will truly bring about social cohesion within the broader Mitchells Plain, and especially young people. I would have preferred that they also have a skate park there in order to bring those youngsters together to have positive activities going. So, like I say, we can't have it all at once. We will take what is currently there, and it will go a great deal to a great length in order to bring young people together, the community of Mitchells Plain together, and build social cohesion within Mitchells Plain that is much needed currently.
Chatting to Michael Jacobs, chairperson of the Mitchells Plain United Residents Association. Are you being brought on board as part of this development? Do you have an oversight capacity on this development?
I think that the community from Strandfontein will be the major stakeholders. And I believe there's other stakeholders that has been part of the oversight, because there's currently apparently they employed a local resident as a community liaison officer. And through that community liaison officer and others, we as a broader Mitchells Plain will then have some sort of oversight role. But we will clearly keep the project under close scrutiny. And wherever there's problems, we will raise it with the councillors and the city very sharply. However, we want to see that development go forth. And we don't want the issue of when we used to have all of the other developments, there's extortion and all of those issues. So we want to tell the city and law enforcement and SEPs and other agencies, law enforcement agencies, to ensure that no intimidation on the site takes place, that no extortion. If there's an attempt of extortion or intimidation, it must be dealt with speedily.
One of the key concerns for me around this particular development is safety and safeguarding this particular development going forward to indicate to the community that this is a development for the benefit of the community. So how are you engaging with community members like neighborhood watches and other community institutions to keep the environment around this area safe?
That accredited facility will become a community asset. So it is also the responsibility of the community to ensure once that facility is up and running, that they play a bigger part in order to ensure that it's not being vandalized, that it don't become an issue when it comes to security. I hope that the city will invest in CCTV cameras, and then they will have a sustainable law enforcement component within that specific development in order to ensure the safety of all of those or visitors, residents coming there. So we would expect the city to have law enforcement, metro police in place, CCTV cameras, or any other form of engagement with the community through your local community police forums, your neighborhood watches, your local security companies, so that we have an integrated approach towards that facility to ensure that the residents, when they go there, they are safe.
That's Michael Jacobs chatting to us this afternoon, chairperson of the Mitchells Plain United Residents Association, giving us the community perspective as to exactly what's happening on the ground and how the residents feel about this development. Michael Jacobs, thank you so much for your time.